This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Нет, Ярослава — это мое имя. Я живу в Твери.
Понимаю, потому что я жила в Ярославле.
Meet Yaroslava. She's friends with Mariana, a woman whose face you may recognize. Mariana was the pregnant woman with a bloody face, photographed in her pajamas following an attack on a maternity hospital in Mariupol. We covered her story in episode 4.
Mariana, I met her through Instagram. There she's also a blogger like me.
But while Mariana is from Ukraine, Yaroslava lives in Russia. And when she first saw that image of Mariana, she believed propaganda, that her friend was somehow pretending to be bombed to make Russia look bad.
We thought the Ukrainian military paid, probably money, to have her in these photos. That's my personal opinion.
Weeks passed after the attack, and the world hadn't heard from Mariana. But now she's reappeared, in an interview with a pro-Kremlin journalist and in a lengthy video on Instagram.
My name is Mariana Mirsky. Before the war, I lived in Donetsk.
Even though Mariana confirms she definitely wasn't acting, the interview has been used to fuel more false claims about the attack on the hospital, which Yaroslava now believes too.
The photo, of course, is real. Yes. But no maternity hospital was bombed by our military, the Russian military. It was all planned long ago. It was Ukrainian propaganda to blame it on Russia.
Yaroslava has bought into all of these baseless narratives about what happened to her friend. And as the Kremlin's version of events twists and changes, the falsehoods stack up in her mind.
All this is done in order to say that Russia is the aggressor, but our Russian military would not just shoot civilians.
I'm Mariana Spring, and I'm the BBC's specialist disinformation reporter. Since the war began, my inbox and social media accounts have been flooded with messages from people in Ukraine, Russia, and Britain. And as images of the Russian invasion were beamed around the world, I was hearing about a very different battle, one that's also having real consequences for the people caught up in it. There's an old saying that the first casualty, when war comes, is truth. And as the war in Ukraine continues, it's clear that Russia's armed assault is accompanied by an onslaught of disinformation, spread by trolls, state media, and influencers, both online and beyond. In this series, I hear about the extraordinary information battle being waged over Ukraine and the people being sucked into it. I'm Mariana Spring, and for Radio 4, this is War on Truth. Let me remind you of the details of the other Mariana's story. Photos of her in her fluffy pyjamas, surrounded by the debris of a bombed hospital, were seen around the world. Those images, captured by journalists at the Associated Press, were even argued about in the UN Security Council. Senior Russian officials and state media claimed those photos weren't what they seemed, that Mariana was in fact an actor wearing fake blood and makeup to discredit Russia's claims that it had struck a military target. They even accused her of posing as another woman in a different photo, even though that other woman, photographed on a stretcher severely injured, later died, along with her baby. For that episode, I spoke to some of Mariana's Ukrainian friends, who were confident that she hadn't been faking. Then, a few days ago, Mariana reappeared online.
I was planning a baby. I got pregnant. That was a long-awaited baby. We waited a long time. And then, of course, the terrible thing began. The war started.
In the video interview filmed by a pro-Kremlin journalist, she appears to tell her side of the story. Some of what she says flatly contradicts the claims Russia has made about her and what happened at the hospital. But despite that, Russian officials and state media have cherry-picked other parts of the interview to present a new narrative in which Russia is again blameless. And it's this ping-pong of propaganda that Yaroslava has been seeing and believing, broadcast on Russia's main TV channels.
You know, I think Mariana played her part. That Ukraine needed the Ukrainian military to blame everything on Russia. I think it's all for a reason. And now she realizes that the military don't care, that after a while she's going to have to go out to people and answer some questions. So now she's taken this. She's taken this position that I'm, you know, like, nothing to do with it.
Yaroslava hasn't spoken to Mariana at all. She's basing her opinions entirely on Russian media. So how did she get to this point? Friends with Mariana just weeks ago, excited about her new baby, to now, believing her friend is lying about what happened. Let's go back to the start of the war. Yaroslava last spoke with Mariana on February 28th, when Mariana posted on Instagram asking people to guess the gender of her then unborn baby.
We were messaging each other at that point, and then after that last post, she disappeared. We saw her on the news about just that, and then she disappeared. She didn't get in touch with anything, so she wasn't online for a month.
That's because she was trapped in Mariupol, a city under siege by Russian forces. And the first Yaroslava saw of her again was those photos, bloodied, wrapped in a duvet, escaping the hospital. Yaroslava and Mariana were both part of a close network of Russian-speaking beauty bloggers. They chatted online and were always commenting on each other's posts. Despite their friendship, Yaroslava was still prepared to believe the worst of Mariana.
We thought the Ukrainian military paid, probably money, to have her in these photos. That's my personal opinion. But they wouldn't simply just take photos of her.
Mariana gave birth to her daughter, Veronica, the day after the bombing. More than a fortnight later, they and Mariana's husband, Yuri, somehow managed to leave Mariupol. Their way out took them to Russian-held territory, which is where the interview with Mariana appears to have been filmed.
Now she has reappeared. She has her Instagram page. She seems to be in Russia, but no one really knows.
As I've mentioned, quite a bit of what Mariana says in her interview doesn't fit with what Russia has claimed up to now. But Russian officials have ignored those parts and seized on other sections to present a new version of events, one that appears to be an attempt to create fresh doubt about what really happened. It's a disinformation tactic. Bombard people with conflicting information to confuse them. Let's unpick Mariana's interview and Yaroslava's reaction to get an idea of how this works. After the attack, three photos emerged. Two of Mariana, one where she's descending stairs in pyjamas, blood on her forehead, and another outside the hospital wrapped in a duvet. In a third photo, a different pregnant woman is pictured on a stretcher, severely injured. Russian state media claimed, and Yaroslava believed, that Mariana was the woman in all three photos. But in her interview, Mariana categorically denies the images were staged, or that she pretended to be this other woman.
They said I was lying on a stretcher with a blanket, wearing different clothes. It wasn't me, it was the girl who died. She was carried out first, because she was in the most serious condition. Her baby wasn't saved. They just took her to the hospital, but neither she nor the baby survived. The husband came there. He was just on his knees, crying. The man had no family left at all. And it was this girl. It wasn't me. I wasn't dressed up. I wasn't in makeup.
Yet, despite the harrowing account by her friend, Yaroslava continues to believe that the picture isn't what it seems, that there's some sort of deception involved.
No, Anna не была Mariana, no Ruski.
Where is the guarantee that she's dead? We can't tell from a picture whether a person is dead or not.
Russian officials, media, and social media accounts had also claimed that the maternity hospital wasn't functioning and that Russia had attacked it because it had been taken over by Ukrainian soldiers. However, in her interview, Mariana says the site was very much still working as a maternity hospital. But Yaroslava doesn't believe Mariana, mainly because Russian media has just glossed over that part. And yet, she does believe other comments that Mariana makes in the interview, the bits later seized on by the Russian media, the bits that fit with what she already believes about the war. Mariana told the interviewer that she hadn't heard a plane in the sky before the explosions that devastated the hospital.
We didn't hear it. We then started discussing whether there had been air raids. Those who were outside, they didn't hear it. They said it was a shell that came from somewhere else, so it was not from the sky.
Those remarks have been used to falsely imply that actually it wasn't Russia that attacked this hospital. Several Russian embassies around the world shared an edited video of Mariana's interview with a caption that claimed, quote, there were no airstrikes, and, quote, Ukrainian military did occupy the Mariupol maternity hospital. The underlying narrative is that Russia didn't attack the hospital. It was the Ukrainians. And while Yaroslava thinks Mariana is lying about other things, she's quite prepared to believe that bit because it appears to absolve Russia.
But no maternity hospital was bombed by our military, the Russian military. It was all planned long ago. It was Ukrainian propaganda to blame it on Russia. I just don't believe any of it. And Mariana herself says that there was no airstrike, that the hospital was destroyed long ago. So logically, everything was bombed there by the Ukrainian military.
This is contradicted by other witnesses who were interviewed by journalists from the Associated Press immediately after the bombing. And those journalists who were on the ground have released new footage from the attack to rebut the claim that there was no airstrike. In the video, there's chaos and car alarms, so it's hardly surprising that Mariana might not have heard the aeroplanes overhead. Each time I challenge Yaroslava and quiz her on the truth of what happened, when I present her the evidence gathered from Mariana's close friends, she just moves on to questioning something new.
How did she end up there in that maternity hospital? It was too early in her pregnancy to go to the hospital. I think she probably colluded with the Ukrainian military, where they told her, offered her some money, she agreed to it, and of course she went there to pose for the photos.
But that's just not true. Both her friends and Mariana herself confirmed she was in the hospital on her due date. So why, in Yaroslava's opinion, would Mariana still be lying about all of this?
There is something else she's not telling us. Who really knows what the truth is? But she told everyone that there was no airstrike. And what happened next is not clear.
So where is this all coming from? And how is it so persuasive that even knowing the real person at the centre of this web of lies, someone she called a friend, isn't enough to shatter the illusion?
We have two official channels. Well, we have a lot of official channels. Just the main ones are Channel 1 and Russia 24. I do not trust the Telegram channels or any of them that share these videos. I trust the media, the official media.
Living in Russia means you have fewer news sources, and nearly all of them are state-controlled, including those two TV channels. And it's not just about discrediting Mariana. The Russian media has taken a leaf from this same playbook used to deny what happened in Mariupol to try to shape what people believe about more recent events. In the last few days, horrific evidence of war crimes committed against civilians by Russian soldiers has been emerging from the town of Bucha outside Kyiv. But not according to state media, which Yaroslava has been watching.
Bucha is exactly the same as Mariupol. We have a program on Channel 1 called Anti-Fake. It says all this will be done on purpose against us, so that everyone thinks that Russia is the aggressor. On March 30 or 31st, our Russian troops left Bucha. And then people, it turns out, didn't say anything. So there was no internet in the city on the 1st or 2nd of April, and there was no light. So all this is done in order to say that Russia is the aggressor. But our Russian military would not just shoot civilians.
I challenge her. There are photos, videos, testimonies that totally contradict this and support the assertion that Russian soldiers committed these atrocities. Satellite images of the area, taken days before Russian soldiers left, show bodies lying on the ground in exactly the positions they were found by Ukrainian forces when they reoccupied the town. Yaroslava's explanation? Outright denial.
Of course, there are real corpses lying there, but not because of Russian troops. They did this to accuse Russia, to say that we are the aggressor, that we are killing people there. But our troops left before that happened, and then the Ukrainian troops arrived, and they were shooting at their own people. They're already shooting at their own people, real living people. Everybody has known that for a long time.
Yaroslava is deep in the rabbit hole of the Kremlin's narrative about the war. Does she ever doubt what Russian TV is telling her?
I do not question it. They show us a lot. Well, it's like they show us what's needed. Maybe they don't show absolutely everything, but they mostly show it. How everything actually happens.
I contacted the Russian embassy in London. I wanted to ask them about the shifts in their claims around Mariana and the hospital bombing. Why did they accuse her of acting? Why did they spread falsehoods? But embassy officials have yet to respond. I asked Yaroslava, does this contradictory messaging make her question at all what she's being told?
Yes, it is really hard to understand. I think that something is being hidden, maybe something Mariana herself is not telling us. But most importantly, she said that there was no airstrike, nobody bombed it from the air. This is Ukraine. They do a lot of bad things. They are hitting their own people in order to make the point that Russia is very bad. That's what it's all about.
Yet again, it's back to cherry-picking the bits of Mariana's interview that fit the Kremlin's worldview. For Yaroslava, her belief and trust in state TV channels trumps even the testimony of a friend. I finish my conversation by asking what her message to Mariana would be if she was listening.
I mean, I would say that the way she acted, it's not right. Not everything in this life is decided by money, especially at a time like this. And there was no need to play this role, this propaganda against Russia.
And can she ever be friends with Mariana again?
I don't think we'll be friends, but I hope that maybe I'm not the only one with that opinion, that I won't have to think about it that way.
I'm Mariana Spring, and that was the sixth episode of War on Truth. Please do get in touch with us if you have stories you want to share or things you'd like us to investigate. You can contact me by email at mariana.spring@bbc.co.uk.